Welcome to the Product Design Podcast. I'm your host, Seth Coolin, founder of UX Cabin, where we create world-class web and mobile apps. I'm excited to bring you a behind-the-scenes look into the lives of some of the most interesting and talented people in product design. We'll get strategic advice on how they got to where they are today and things they wish they would have known earlier in their career. Hey, thank you guys so much for checking out the Product Design Podcast. Today, we have a really special episode because we have our interns for our second round of internships that we've done this year on the podcast to talk about their experience and their journey into product design. So thank you all for being here. This is going to be a fun session. We've got Joe, David, Moon, and Karen here with us. Thank you all for joining. We're going to do a little round robin of introductions so everyone can get to know a little bit about you and your background. Karen, why don't you kick us off?
Hi, everybody. My name's Karen, and I've been at UX Cabin now for 3 months. I got into product design. Honestly, I developed an interest while I was working my last job, and I developed an interest in tech. And then I guess it was during the pandemic when I got laid off that I kind of really dove into things. I came from a completely non-design background and really dove in over the last year, and it's been a wonderful experience, and it's kind of what brought me here. I developed like a YouTube channel and an online community, and that's how I found out about the internship, and that's how I'm here.
Awesome. David, can you go next?
My name is David Appleby. How I got into product design is kind of a long story, so I'm going to make it a little short. I was at a job where I wasn't getting like my creativeness. I'd go home and I was making like upside down cheeseburger sandwiches for my girlfriend. She's like, what's going on? Like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know why. And I'm like, I think there's something missing in my like career field. And she's like, have you heard of UX design before? And I'm like, what is that? Or like product design. And I'm like, I have no idea what this stuff is. And like, the further I got into it, I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool stuff. Like, you get to work with tech. You get to be creative. You get to build things. You get to, you know, actually make real products. And I was at healthcare at the current time. So I just decided to make the switch over. That was back in February, and I've been very thankful to be at UX Cabin and for the past 3 months and learned a lot.
Awesome. Moon, can you go next?
I got into product design in 2020. I was just thinking about tech. I have two sisters that are tech people, but one is a computer science scientist, and then the other is a software developer. So I had this little background about tech. Well, I was exposed to it, but I didn't really pay attention to it until 2020, that was past year. And I was just talking to my friends. A couple of them are also into tech, and I was talking to them about how I wish I could. That if I knew how to do that, I would be in tech soon. And then one of my friends was like, oh, no, you don't need code. There's something called UX design. There's UI design. You could do that. No code necessary. So I was like, oh, cool. And then I checked it out. And I'm like, wow, okay, this is it. I can do this, like, totally. So I started exploring, trying a couple of sites. Google course. There's this Google UX course. I tried that too. But the only thing that was missing is that I didn't have real-life experience. So with all theory, it was just watch videos, practice. There was nobody to give me feedback to tell me, okay, this is good, this is bad. That was kind of like slowing me down. And then one of my friends, because then I was telling everybody, oh, I want to learn tech. I want to learn this. So one of them was like, sent me a link to UX Cabin's internship. I was like, okay, so you've been saying you want to do tech. This is an internship. Try it out. And then that was it. And that's been like a very tremendous process for me. The past 3 months has been really great. I've learned so much more than I was learning on my own over the year.
Awesome. Thank you. Joe, why don't you finish us out?
So my name is Joe Montero. I started investigating and actually learned about UX design a few years back when I was working as an accounting clerk. One of the tools that I used a lot was Excel. And I really love that software because I just love, you know, creating the formulas and functions and creating just business intelligence report. It just seemed fun for me. And so one thing I wanted to do was to get better at it and perhaps dive into a more data analysis role. And while I was investigating it, I stumbled upon UX design. Like, hey, if you want to get better at data analysis, maybe you should learn HTML and UX design. I was like, wait, what the heck is that? And when I started searching online, I stumbled upon a YouTube channel from a UX designer called Mike Locke. And I started watching his video and learning so much about UX design and what it is. And right from there, like it just triggered like an excitement for me. Like, wow, this is a career where you can actually be creative and do problem solving and you're designing interface, the stuff that we interact with pretty much every day, like this app right here. And I'm like, and you get paid for that. And I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So I started just like segueing into that direction and started like looking at what kind of design tools are, you know, really trying to involve myself with UX design. And fast forward to today, I found the internship opportunity that UX Cabin provided. And I saw the podcast with Andrea and Seth. And I started seeing some other ones as well. And I found it, and I think it was through LinkedIn. It was like an advertisement for that. And I just jumped in immediately because I thought this was the best opportunity for me to actually learn about UX design. And it's been 3 months and I'm really happy about that. I'm really, really, really lucky to actually have this opportunity. So that's where I'm at right now.
Well, you all certainly made an impression in your applications because, as you know, we had over 800 applications to join the internship, which kind of blew my mind. So take me through the process of like when you were applying, did you think you had like a good chance of getting it? And then how did you feel once you got selected to come on and be an intern?
I guess I can go first. The first time when I saw the actual application and I applied for it, you know, I just took a leap of faith because there are some barriers of entries when it comes to internship, like applying for other companies. They always require you to have like some sort of either a portfolio website with your case studies and or you have to actually have be in college, you know, take one of like the human computer interaction course. So there was a lot of barriers to entry. And when I saw this opportunity where you can apply for this, and all you have to do is just provide some background information and make a video. I just took a leap of faith and I just applied for it and I gave my best. The whole goal was to create a video that really showcases like my passion for this career and also to show what I actually been doing in the past, just to show proof like that I'm actually really, really invested in this. And, you know, I just took a shot and I wasn't sure if I was going to get it, but I was still kind of like, you know, in my back of my mind, I'm like, oh, you know, I get it, but I didn't want to, you know, toot my horns too high, like, because you never know. But after I realized that I got accepted to it, I got my email message from Seth saying, hey, what's your email or something? But I started asking, did I get accepted? He was like, yeah, he did. And I couldn't believe it. My mind was like racing. I couldn't believe it. And I got to say, I'm very fortunate. And when I realized that there was over 800 people that actually applied for the position, you know, one, like I felt really great about that I got accepted, but at the same time, I'm really, 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 really lucky to actually get this opportunity because I'm pretty sure a lot of people who apply for this are passionate for this career and they do want to pursue it. So I was freaking lucky to actually get this. I'm very passionate and happy that I actually got accepted. And it's been an amazing 3 months, lots of work, but well worth it. Well worth it every time meeting you guys and doing all the work.
Awesome. Any other thought processes as you guys were waiting the application status?
Well, for me, it was pretty intense. When I got the link, I got it late at night. I don't know if you remember my video set, but it was like kind of dark. The light was poor, and there was no deadline on the form. So I was going to do it the next day, but then I was like, what if it closes tomorrow? And I'm like, nah, do it right now. So I had to start on my TV, put on the white screen, just get lighting on my face a little bit. And then I recorded it. And believe me, it took like maybe 30 tries against recording and recording. I'm like, no, I have to get this advice. I have to make a good picture. And then I was at my friend's place because I can't remember why I was there, but someone's like, oh, just be free. Just tell them what you're interested in and all of that. So let you get relaxed. Take this naturally. And then I just said it through. And that was it. So I think it was maybe 3-4 days of waiting and believing was intense. I just kept thinking, anytime I get a mail, I'm like, is it them? Is it them? And I'm rushing to check my phone to check if there was an acceptance mail. And then Seth sent me an email and it was like, your video cut, man. I'm like, oh my God. And then I screamed. I wish you got to see my face. I screamed at myself. I was like, what happened? I'm like, I'm about to be Texas. Just chill on me. Just chill on. And I'm like, wow. And that was it. I remember my interview, my network messed up that day. If you remember, said I only had to move on WhatsApp. And then after that, I was pretty down. I was thinking, oh, I'm going to miss Chisholm because of my network. So I was worried for a while. And then I think the day after, they accepted email came. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I got it. And I didn't really understand how lucky I was at that point. Also, I saw your tweet saying, oh, but it's 100 people applied. I'm like, wait, oh, my God. Out of 800 people, I actually got in. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. But it was, I screamed. Yeah. Let me just be honest. I screamed for a really long time. And I think I was dancing up through the day. And then anytime I start off, I'm like, chill, yeah, hold on. And I'm really, really hyped about it. And it's been amazing. Really, really amazing. I didn't think I'd get an opportunity like this. And, like just that, there were a lot of barriers, which was one of the things that hindered me when I was starting out. You need to be in college, you need to have a portfolio. And I'm like, if anybody's not going to help me when I have nothing, how do you want us to get experience if you're not even willing to, you know, give us a shot and all of that? And that's what gets coming in, which is really, 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 really helpful. Thank you so much for this opportunity. It was awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's kind of the angle that we want to, you know, pursue for our internship, is that like there's a lot of boot camps that you could pay to go to. It's kind of inaccessible to some people as it costs a bit of money to go through. And then there's other opportunities that required you to have a lot of experience or portfolio. And when we first ran this, we kind of felt like there was potentially like an untapped segment of people that like the industry as a whole was missing out on. And in our first internship, we were able to like kind of prove that to ourselves of like, okay, we're taking people who are smart, motivated people who need a chance. And if they can get a chance, they're going to do really well. And we continued with that theme in the second internship. And you all have, you know, done excellent, and you're going to go on and do wonderful things. But yeah, a little bit of perspective shift in like who we were going after and who we wanted to help serve and give back to in the product design community. So super thrilled to be able to have met all of you and have learned so much just, you know, from everyone's backgrounds, being from Ohio, New York, Canada, Ghana, and all over.
For me, this internship wasn't on my radar at all when you posted it. I only heard about it because someone in the Slack channel that I have posted it. And I was just like, what's this? And then I read the requirements and I was like, no way. You don't need to give your resume. You don't need a portfolio. All you need is a video intro. And to me, I was just like, wow, that's amazing. I could literally show my passion and my excitement and who I am, as opposed to just being judged by like a piece of paper. And so I wanted to apply like right on the spot. And my experience was definitely a little different from Moon's. She said that she felt like she was waiting and waiting. But mine was a really quick process. Like, I think I heard back from Seth like 2 days later, and then I had my interview, and then he kind of told me a little soon after that I got accepted. And I remember when I got accepted, I was laying in my bed and I got the message and my feet did one of these like in the bed. I was so excited. I was so happy. I was like, so it's been great. And I feel extremely lucky because, like I said, this was not on my radar at all. And it happened so quickly. And I couldn't believe that I got accepted. And when I found out that there were 800 applicants, and then I also saw all the video submissions on YouTube, I was like amazed. I was watching people's entries and just thinking to myself, wow, they chose me. So it's been a great experience.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Like having someone's video as opposed to a resume, which like, I don't know, resumes, you can lie, you can make things up. Like it doesn't tell you a lot, really, in my opinion. Now, video tells you so much more. And like, I think all of you through your application had something just like really, really different and unique about you that caught my eye. Like thinking about Joe posted the longest application video that probably won't surprise the other three of you on this call. But Joe kind of talked about like, oh, like he'd been listening to the podcast. He had saw a few products that I had released and was talking about them and like going in depth on some things that he had been following either along my journey or UX Cabin's journey. And he was just like so engrossed in thinking about all the intricacies of the things that he was talking about. And I was like, yeah, this guy, if you put him in the right direction, he's going to just pile drive it. And, you know, David had been reaching out to me a few times, even before the internship, and just kind of like, hey, you know, I'm here, and just very respectfully, not in an annoying way, just kind of reaching out and being like, you know, just want to say what's up and would you consider me? And so David had been in my mind for a while, and then kind of brought myself back to remembering him when he applied. And so that was cool. Karen's obviously super good on camera, as she has a growing YouTube channel, and her application was warm and welcoming. And I was like, oh, she seems like a great person that would be able to come on to the internship. And Moon, it was funny with yours. I think you had said like you tried to record it like 30 times and you're just going to do it. And I was thinking to myself, like, man, she's really motivated. She wants this. She just needs someone to give her a chance, and she's going to do great. So that was fun watching all the videos, and didn't watch all 800. That was way too much, but you guys through the filter were able to get through and were able to make an impression. So congrats to you on that. Can anyone just give a brief overview of kind of the outline and structure of what you learned over the first 3 months?
Well, a very brief summary would be the first month was all about UI best practices and how to actually use the Figma platform. And then month two was all about research techniques, how to actually do interviews, and learning how to do a design sprint with a group. And then month three was all about your personal project. So you're basically combining everything that you learned in month one and month two to pretty much make your own case study and portfolio presentation.
Thinking about the internship and everything that you guys have gone through over the past 3 months, in your opinion, what is the most beneficial thing that this internship has provided you?
It has really shown me what I do not know. Like, absolutely. I had been learning on my own for like 6 to 8 months, like relatively. And I feel like I learned so much more in these 3 months than I have like doing anything on my own. Like, I started doing the UX Google certificate, and that wasn't even like, I got 3/4 of the way through it. And I'm like, wow, this is like, I don't think I'm going to get a good amount of experience out of this, you know? And then we started the actual internship, and I think maybe like the second week we got like into like super deep readings, and I was just like, wow, this is like super intense and I like it. Like, we're going to learn so much doing this. But it was my side of it.
Awesome.
I tried taking the self-taught route for a couple of months, similar to David. And although I was learning a lot because I was doing the Google certificate as well as the University of Michigan certificate on Coursera, I knew I was learning a lot, but I was always worried that there would be gaps in my learning. And it actually wasn't until I joined the internship that I realized how many gaps I had. I actually thought going into the internship, like, oh, I've got this. I'm going to know so much. And then when I started learning within the first month, I was like, wow, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know and have never been exposed to. And that was like a wonderful feeling to feel like I was filling in those gaps in my knowledge. So that's how I felt about it.
Yeah, I think one other cool thing that's like, that we feel like the interests are aligned with both the interns and the company is we're really just trying to get people in the program that we feel that we can like bring onto the team and put them on actual projects like right off the bat. Not saying anything about courses or boot camps or anything like that, but their goal is a little bit different, and they're not going to necessarily hire you right away. They're trying to help you get a portfolio, help you be appealing to prospective employers. But I feel like there's a little bit that we can cut out and just be like, yeah, you know, there's a lot of that you can do. There's a lot of the skill that you could learn, but really for our purposes and what we need, like this is kind of like the defined shortcut path of like what we want you to know.
I guess there's a couple of things that was super beneficial. And I kind of touched on that earlier. The number one is just the actual opportunity that you gave us to like actually participate in an internship. Like I mentioned before, there was a lot of barriers of entries with other companies as well. And so by just giving us an opportunity to actually go into the internship and just apply for it, take a shot at it, and then actually getting accepted, to me, that is like the biggest benefit of it, you know? The other thing is the actual activities and the way it was broken down, like, for example, the modules and such. Like, we had to learn the UI side, the UX, and then finally do some group activities together. And this was really interesting because one of the things that, being a person who's been studying and working solo, I never really had the opportunity to actually work with a team on something. And I realized very quickly that's a very, very tough, like, and a lot of work involved, you know, setting up schedules and working together and just like basically picking each other's brains and stuff, like seeing how intense it is to like work, you know, within a group, and to also finally release a product out there, you know, that we can actually build, because that's something that was very beneficial to me, like actually having working in a team. And lastly is being within a community with you guys, you know, at US Cabin, because, you know, product design and working with the company, like it's a team effort, you know, and having a very supportive community so that we can do like lunch and learns, you know, design mentorship, and having a Slack channel so we can communicate and bounce ideas with each other and suggestions, and just being there to help us, you know, when we're going through like tough times and stuff, because having that backup is very essential, especially for me, because I can get very anxious when I'm dealing with like stuff, and just having someone to talk to, like in a community, and just having that positive like reinforcement and that support is essential. It's extremely essential. So that's probably like the biggest benefit of being in this internship here at US Cabin, because you have these people that are very supportive and they're here to teach you, and so that you can learn and grow. So you can take those skills and move forward with it, whatever goals you're going for.
Awesome. Was there anything about the internship that was different than what you originally expected that you were getting yourself into?
Actually, when the internships first started, I spoke with Moon privately, and I was telling her that going into it, I thought that the internship was a scam because it seemed like too good to be true.
Yeah,
I thought it was fake. I told her, I was like, yeah, I feel like, are we getting scammed? Are they going to try and steal our money? Like, how is this possible? And she was just like, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Like, we'll just have to see. So it just sounded like such an amazing experience, especially since it was paid, and it just sounded too good to be true. And then, so that's how, I mean, that for me, that's how it was different. It's not a scam. It's actually a very lovely experience, and anyone who participates in it will grow.
Yeah. That is so funny.
So in Zach, Karen had, since the link, I was like, they're paying me to learn. Make it make sense. Does that make sense? And I was like, oh, it's just a paid intention. I was like, yeah, but still, won't I need a CV? Like, and then I had studied research by UX Cabin. I listened to your podcast. Then what convinced me was Andrea's podcast that she mentioned. She was the first set of interns. And I was like, okay, maybe this thing is legit. And then when Karen told me about her concerns, and I started thinking, like, what if this is a scam, really? Maybe Andrea is in on it, and then they made a podcast and all of that. So yeah, but that was really the different aspect for me. What was different for me was that when I was learning product design or UX design on my own, the Coursera course started with a lot of readings and stuff like that. And then UX Cabin was just like, all right, guys, you're going to Figma straight up. And I'm like, wait, what? We're doing Figma? And I'm like, no reading, no stuff. Like, we went straight to the UI, and I'm like, wow, okay, this is serious business. So I was expecting a lot of theoretical stuff at first, but we went straight into business. Like, we went straight to Figma. We're learning how to make components and all of that. In fact, I've been learning UX design for a couple of months, and I didn't even know what components were. And I'm like, okay, this is crazy. So it was like, I was fast-paced, which is actually something that I enjoy. I realized that my learning process, when I'm self-paced and I have to do it at my own convenience, I tend to be lazy. But the fact that there were deadlines, there were the projects, it really pushed me to be like, okay, dedicate time to this, then you have to sit tight and finish. So the deadlines pushed me. On like the Coursera course, I could wake up and be like, I don't feel like doing it this day. And then I could be in that mood for 2 weeks and be like, I'll do it next week. I'll do this next. So that was always different for me. But the X-Cabin, there was with anything, even though it was like a max project or squad project anyway, but the fact that there were deadlines and then I had other interns to collaborate with. So we're all at it together. And, you know, at the point I'm going to be like, I don't want to be behind others, because when everybody else is catching up on stuff, you're just there. You're the only one who doesn't know it. So it really pushed me. And that was all very different and very, very effective for me.
Yeah, I think that's part of the built-in accountability with other people in there. It really, really helps. And funny story, I was going to try to set up an internship for my one buddy who was in between switching careers and he was really interested in UX. And he actually mentioned, I'd really like to have some sort of like accountability or something that I'm not just doing this on my own. So he kind of set the trend for having a handful of little interns in here to do this with.
The other thing that I really loved about the internship that I wasn't expecting was the opportunity to shadow the other designers when they were working on something. Because I learned so many things from just watching the other designers work and being able to ask, like, what's that? Why did you do this? How did you make that? So that was something that I didn't realize I'd be able to do. And it was such a great opportunity to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think like the sense of community that we got like right off the bat was like a huge thing. Like you guys are so like warm and welcoming. And to me, I was like, if you did like a boot camp or something, I'm not sure if they would be like this with you. You know, they're like, hey, what's up? What's going on? You know, like it was just more inviting, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was kind of like personalized. Well, that's what they say a lot of the internship. Mm-hmm. So our individual characteristics and all of that was really, really nice.
Right. Yeah. And I was like, this can't be real. It's like, it's paid and it's like an internship with a video. Like there's no way it's real.
Yeah, like I actually definitely agree with that. Like I didn't expect to get paid on this internship. Like I was like, wow, you actually are getting paid for this internship, because it reminds me of like when I had the internship previously with accounting and they didn't pay for anything, transportation, no free meals, nothing at all, you know? And I didn't expect that here at UX Cabin. And I didn't expect to, like when we dived into the work, I didn't expect it to be a ton of work, because when I read the five, they say, oh, it's part time, you know, like you could just go do 5-15 hours. And I'll be honest, like I was like grinding pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
This is full time. But you know, like it definitely honed in a lot of stuff. I wasn't expecting, like also like when I see the materials and I actually document them, like summarize the information and stuff. You know, it seemed like extra work, but at the same time, I actually use that kind of as a reference, you know, whenever I had to go back and I started bookmarking certain things. So it actually did, you know, help out. But yeah, like definitely the workload, the actual pay, and the fact that it's a global remote company. I was like, wow, that's so cool. I didn't expect so many people from different places at US Cabin. Like it's literally like a global company. I mean, sometimes you see that like in companies, websites, stuff, but this is really a fully remote global company, which is really cool. I did not expect that to be 100% accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. We get so much more different like contexts and points of view that are always so helpful. And we even have clients all over the world. So that's really beneficial. We're not just here serving clients in the United States. So the more the merrier.
The other thing that I wanted to note that I noticed about the internship is that with this internship, it felt a lot like everybody cared about our learning and our growth. Whereas a lot of other internships that I've heard about, it kind of just seemed like free labor, like for the people, like getting interns to work on things for free. And that's kind of the big difference that I found between this internship and other internships.
Yeah, you're right. I felt that way too. I mean, sometimes even when I forgot to reach out to other team members, Andrea, Matthias, all of them, they'll always check in like, okay, what's up? What's going on? Are you having any problems? Do you want to talk about it? Is there anything I can help with? They were always reaching out to me before I did. And that felt really, really, really encouraging. Was nice.
Very cool. A few things that we did this internship that we didn't do last internship was the shadowing, where you could just kind of, someone would be like, hey, I'm working on this thing, if anyone wants to come watch this. And I thought that was super helpful because we'd record those. And then that kind of just builds up a repository for us to either share with other teammates, or like, you kind of never know what you're going to get into or what you're going to learn. So it's like, record it, see what you got. And then you kind of have that as like an asset that you can use. People can come reference it later. And I think that was a huge win and a huge improvement from our first round of internships.
Yeah, I would say the person that you had watching over us was perfect. Andrea was awesome. Like, she was, I know that she had like previous background in school, right? Like, she was a teacher.
Yeah.
I think that really, really correlated to like our learning. And if we were like, wow, we're really overwhelmed, you know, she's like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, you know, it's okay. She would calm us down, or, you know, she was perfect for that.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. She was. I agree. Really perfect.
Yes. Yeah. You guys definitely got an upgrade on that front too, because I kind of ran the last one and trying to MC that. And Andrea, with her background in teaching, also just coming off the heels of her internship the beginning of this year, was, yes, I agree, perfect fit for running and organizing this internship.
Yeah, I can't wait to actually see, like, you know, the different iteration and the improvements for the course itself. Like, I'm thinking maybe you guys could even like just create your own course, and then you could just sell it, you know, for UXCon.
Sure.
That'd be pretty
cool. Joe had mentioned it kind of being a little maybe more intense than what he originally thought getting into it. What was the hardest part about the internship for you all?
I'd say that stood out to me more. Probably first month was intense for me, because that was my first introduction to Figma. I'd never used Figma before, so it was really, really challenging for me. And then I think for the first couple of weeks, I was worried about not going above the 25 hours. So a lot of my work were done offline. So sometimes I just don't use the time. I'm like, if this people say how much I'm spending on this task, then I think maybe she was the wrong fit after all. So I was worried about it. I was thinking, what if he says 10 hours and he's like, wow, is she that slow? And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to do this offline. So that was major concern probably the first one. And then I talked to Matthias about it, and I was like, oh, definitely, I would go beyond the 5 hours a day that I allocated to myself if I'm just learning Figma, because it's been kind of challenging. So he was like, I can't know it all. I'm learning, so it's okay. It's fine. And that was basically the most challenging part for me, really. It was just getting the hang of Figma. But once I started getting into it and learning about the different aspects of it, it got easier as the weeks went by. But I think it got to a part where my assignments were haunting me in my dreams. Like, I'd sleep Figma, and I'm like, okay, you're spending so much time on this stuff. But it was challenging and exciting at the same time. So it was like two sides to it.
Yeah, like, I think my hardest part was actually two things. The first one was like actually the first month when he presented the project brief, because one of the requirements is to present it using a video. And I've never done that. I never like actually presented like a case study like this, you know, or like a project brief. And so I spent a few days just really like trying to find inspirations online or figuring out like, how am I going to do this? You know, how do they want it to be shown? Cause I never had none of that before. And so again, the anxiousness kind of kicked in, but like actually going through that process now has allowed me to actually now have some sort of format for me to present work, you know? And so by introducing that to Lumi, it kind of forced me to actually like use this tool as a way to present the work and make it in a logical order and so on. So, you know, that was the hardest part. But at the same time, I'm grateful for that, because now I have something, an experience with this, and now I have a tool that I can use to present work in a very efficient way. And the second thing that was really hard was actually doing the final project, the user research, recruiting participant, I did not know like how difficult that could be when it comes to like recruiting people and trying to get them involved in interviews and so on. So that's something that was pretty challenging. But after going through so many different avenues to locate them and stuff, now I have kind of like a go-to method to like start finding people and stuff, you know, which I'm going to actually definitely use for any future projects and stuff. So, you know, I guess those were like the most difficult parts.
My biggest struggle with the internship actually didn't have anything to do with the actual things that we were learning or asked to do, because I think I make a pretty good student. But my biggest issue actually concerned the realities of what it's like to work a remote position where you're sitting down a lot, where you have flexible hours and you have to learn to kind of create boundaries. So my biggest struggle was actually taking care of myself and my body and making sure that I was, you know, getting up sometimes or taking breaks or not working at certain times of the day. So that was my biggest struggle, was just learning how to deal with a remote position, which I do love, but being, I guess, that it was the first time, I had to learn how to navigate that.
Totally. Yeah, I think you stole the words from my mouth on that one, because you even mentioned you sat for 9 hours and you got up and like your knees hurt. Is that what you did?
Yeah, that happened to me once.
Yeah, I was out walking my dog the other day and I'm like, man, my back hurts. And I'm like, is it because I'm like hunching over to like my computer for 5 hours straight? Yeah, but I guess like the hardest thing for me in the internship, it wasn't like the learning. Like I felt like I kind of zipped through that in the beginning. Like I was like getting a nice rhythm, and then it was like project time and getting really into that, I guess, like remotely was the first time for me, like Karen said, like just kind of get used to that whole remote setting and like being on video calls every other day. Like just getting used to that is what was pretty challenging.
Yeah. So thinking about how you guys have gone through the internship and who might come after you, this is an internship that's not a good fit for everyone, right? This isn't just for anyone. But who would you say, from your perspective, would be a good fit for this type of internship, for this type of work style and learning environment?
Well, I would say anybody, because that's what you're looking for, right? That's the whole purpose of you doing this internship. People out there that kind of would normally get looked over, or they're not necessarily seen by like a big tech company or anything like that. So I'd say anybody that has an interest in this career field, definitely, definitely try to apply for it and get in. That's my word on that.
Yeah, like I definitely believe that this internship is definitely for those who are going to actually commit for the next 3-4 months to fully commit into something that they're truly passionate about, and to like kind of block off the things that are not going to be the most essential things to focus on, because this is definitely an internship that's going to test you. It's going to test your mind. It's going to test your ability to like meet deadlines. It's going to test you to present work and communicate. This is a perfect opportunity to see what work would be in a UX design or product design environment, or at least get a taste of that. And this is definitely something for somebody who's going to really commit themselves to this program, because if you're someone who's just going to like just whatever, like it's not going to work out, because you're going to be left behind, or you're going to be probably not comfortable. So definitely for those who are really, really passionate and they're like, you know what, for the next 3-4 months, this is what I'm going to be just focusing on all the time.
I think you have to be pretty passionate and adaptable and flexible to be able to get the most out of the experience and to develop. So I think those three things are very important.
For me personally, I think this internship will be great for people who have no background in tech, who are just trying to get in, but finding opportunities to, you know, to get into tech. They just need that one person to open the door for them, you know, to just get in. And that's who I was when I started as an internship. I just needed someone to take a chance on me and teach me. So that's who I think this internship will be great for. And maybe someone also. It'll be good for people who have experience already in product design, and they just need that finishing touch that just to, you know, help them round everything up more. But I think the priority should be people with no background that just need that one push, that one chance, and that's it.
Yeah, I think, it, you know, kind of to give an analogy of the type of person who we're looking for, it'd almost be like if you're trying to make a basketball team and you want to find someone who might be good at basketball who's never done it before. So you're looking around and you find a 6'5" guy who likes jumping and throwing things in the air. Maybe he's never heard of basketball, or it's not something that he's ever tried, but you're like, I think you might have a knack for this thing called basketball, and just trying to find those people who have kind of those innate skills. And then someone who's like, you know, actually, I've been thinking a lot about basketball and I'd really like to play. And it's like, okay, well, you kind of have a lot of the skill sets, or it even appears that you would be a good fit for this internship. So let's give it a go and see what you can do. So in that sense, it's kind of looking for that untapped potential, that kind of like what you said, Joe, someone who's going to like really commit and they want to do this and they're invested in this, but also kind of have those qualities about themselves that really say that, hey, you'd probably be good at this. So kind of thinking, you know, about your time, what's the biggest way that you've grown personally, professionally from this internship?
Personally, and then time management. My time management skills were tested a lot this 3 months. I learned to dedicate time to how to allocate my time and all of that. And then also Figma, really. I've always had a creative flair, but Figma really, really helped me to hone in on that as regards to UI design is concerned. I feel like I grew professionally in terms of the work I'm doing. It was really great. And it was kind of intense, but at the same time, it was, you know, when you're learning something and you can actually see yourself growing. That's how I felt. I could see myself moving from point A to point B. I could track my progress. I was able to see that, okay, at the first month of this internship, I didn't even know how to draw a frame. And then at week 2, I know how to make components. And then at week 3. So it was really easy to track the progress I was making. And there's nothing more exciting and encouraging as seeing yourself grow. It's a really good feeling. So that was really, really awesome for me.
Well, the first thing, I finally got to use Figma. I probably just dabbled a little bit with Figma, but I never had experience like going through these like advanced features like auto layout, creating design systems, style guides. This internship has completely increased my skills when it came to like UI design, and also, for example, like learning how to use Figma itself, because I come from a sketch background. So now I'm fully like converted into like Figma at this point, because like this thing is just amazing. Like it literally feels like and operates really, really cool. And so I never thought that I was going to like actually be this comfortable and learn so much of the Figma tools and all of this, you know, a lot of this advanced feature from prototyping, like I mentioned, auto layout and variants and creating text styles, color styles, and organizing them and stuff. So that was really, really cool. Like I never actually thought I was going to do this much, you know what I'm saying, in internship. So I definitely grew in that. The other thing is like actually creating presentations as well, because again, by using Loom and stuff, it forced me to actually now use a new way to present work and stuff. Sometimes you need to have that push, have that, you know, force like to like do something and work within time constraints to really get your stuff out. Sometimes I get a little anxious, but by actually having that, like it actually increased my skills, you know, and these project briefs, because these project briefs, they just keeps flexing your design muscles, you know? So anytime I have an opportunity to do that, I'm all in for that, because it actually helps me grow with my skills and such. So that's definitely like what I gain a lot from, you know, this internship and how I actually elevated my skills, you know, the Loom, learning how to use Figma, and, you know, these project briefs.
Yeah, that's really cool. So what during this internship did you figure out that you were good at and not good at?
I feel more comfortable designing the UI, the user interface area, because it's very practical, especially when you get your hands in there, like you start messing around with Figma and getting inspirations and stuff. Like I always felt more comfortable with that, especially since I've used Sketch before. So like it feels more natural to me. But the most challenging part, to be honest, is the UX research part. Like when it comes to like finding people, recruiting them, and making sure that you can interview them, because that's not something that I've normally done previously. And so figuring out like reading the articles, like, okay, how do you actually write interview scripts? You know, how do you create surveys? Are these questions good enough to get the information that you're trying to do? Like the entire research plan was all fresh to me. I've never done that. So I was like, wow, this is really intense. This is a lot of stuff you have to go through. And so that was really the hardest part. But going through this, now I at least have that experience. And now I know I kind of like what to expect with this, because you won't know what something is, like how tough it is, you know, until you actually done it. And after repeated practice, it just becomes much more natural and stuff. But that was definitely the most challenging part for me.
For me, I think I'm leaning more towards UI. I've always liked fluid design and colors and all of that. And it was nice to actually get to do that in my final project. I really took my time to think about how I want the layout to be, the iteration and all of that. But after some bugs that I'm having with Figma, personal bugs, to try to understand how the components and variants are working. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Thankfully, you didn't go through my design system enough over that. Not like I didn't get them right, but some of them are not responsive. So I was just like, just put it in there. Just need to do this slide and you'll never know. So I just need to work on that part. But besides that, I think I really like the UI part. The UX part was challenging for me because for some reason, it's actually ironic because I have a degree in communications and journalism. So I always thought, oh, perfect for good, like, simple thing. I can always nail that anytime, anyway. But then the process for UX research is different. It's not like just talking to people. There are some things that you need to do. There are standards to it that I had to learn during the internship. And I'm like, oh, like there was a time I was in this interview and you could read my excitement. Karen, you remember that interview? I was really excited because Andrea got the task right. And you know, you could just tell the relief of my face. There were a lot of things I learned with the UX research that is totally different from my background in communications and journalism. So that was challenging for me, but it's also an area that I'd like to explore more. I think I need more work learning how to actually extract the information that I need from people without even letting them know that they're giving me the answer I need. So that needs more work. So in general, I think I'll do well in both segments or areas. I just need to pick some little personal bugs here and there, and then I'm good to go.
For me personally, it's a bit ironic because I'm an artist, so I thought that my UI and everything would be stronger, but I'm actually weaker in my UI skills. Like I found I learned the most in the first month where we were learning about best practices and what you should do, what you shouldn't do, how you should find inspiration, all of those things. Surprisingly, the UX research comes the most natural to me. I didn't struggle with it at all. I literally was like, oh, fun. And so it wasn't a concern of mine. And I really enjoyed month two a lot. It kind of, month one was just like, oh, my brain. Month two was like breeze. That's how it felt to me.
Yeah, I think I might be the opposite. Like month one, I'm also an artist too. So it's like, I remember learning, okay, like color theory and all that stuff before, but it was just kind of like in the back of my mind. And then when we started relearning it, I'm like, oh, I remember this. I was like, okay, I got this. And I think I excelled a little bit more at like the UI stuff, just kind of like playing around. And I guess like on my own time, I would just play around in Figma and mess with colors and patterns and all kinds of stuff. I think what I needed work on was kind of like the research, like doing user interviews, like changing them from interview to interview based off like your feedback and stuff like that. So that's why I'm saying like I'm the opposite of you.
Very cool. So kind of wrapping things up, is product design, UX design, something that you for sure want to go into? Do you have a bent towards either more on the design side or more on the research side? Has this internship provided any clarity for next steps for you?
Yeah, absolutely. This internship, when I went in, I was definitely committed to doing the internships because I really want to dive into like the product design. And after this internship, reaching at this point, I'm still very, very committed to like actually really getting into the product design. I definitely enjoy more the UI side, you know, of things, like where you actually create and prototyping as well, because it just seems very hands-on, very practical. And I've always feel like I always need to continue to improve, and the best way is just to do like copy work, personal projects, and learn like best practices and so on. So I definitely want to continue practicing that. But one thing I do realized, you know, that I definitely would need more practice on is doing more on the user research side, just to build more confidence and to like, sometimes I kind of question myself, like, hey, is this like interview questions right? Am I really synthesizing information, stuff like that? You know, it gets to that point. But this is definitely the career that I'm going, would like to lean more towards, like the UX, UI side of the position or like product design. That's definitely what I want to aim for.
Cool.
So for me, moving forward, it's like there's clarity. One, I don't think I ever want to work in an office again. Because I'm like, wow, I can do this my entire life and not step out and have to sit in an office. Cool. And product design, definitely yes. I don't think there's any green mark for me right now, because now I'm asking myself, I'm good at this. What else can I do that is going to be this nice? Gives me flexibility. There's the pay. And there's this really nice feeling of just saying, hey, I'm a designer. So it's really clear for me that, yeah, this is a career path that I would choose. What I don't know right now is if I'm leaning more towards UX or more towards UI. But before the project we did, I was researching on that and I found something interesting. They're actually full-stack designers. They have UI, UX skills plus coding and all of that. That would be really cool. So maybe my next learning adventure would be actually learning the coding after all, because, you know, I was scared of coding because I thought it would be difficult. But then I learned this and I can say it's, I actually thought UX and UI was difficult too, because when I see these prints from people's case studies, I'm like, wow, how did they get to design that? It's looking so clean. It's like, it's a real app. And then when I saw an intention, I'm like, oh, wow. So this is it. This is what is it? That was really cool for me. So I think UI, more of UI, but definitely, yes, this is a career path for me. Definitely going forward with this.
For me, I have a similar story to a lot of people where I've spent most of my life not having any particular passions. I'm very good at doing anything that I put my mind to, but I didn't have a direction for that energy. And so the internship for me really reaffirmed and solidified my interest and passion in the field. And that was amazing because I've always experienced confusion in this realm of my life and career. And this is the first time where I know exactly where I want to be. And the internship also helped me figure out what area I want. Like before I was like, do I want to go into UI? Do I want to go into UX research? And I discovered that I lean more towards UX and research over UI. So that's really good because now I have a clearer direction to put my energy towards. So that was a big thing for me.
Yeah, I guess to clarify and not be like cliche or anything, but I definitely want to be a part of like every part of product design. I guess I want to build a little bit, but I also want to do some research. Like I want to be able to know how people are like going through that. And if like someone needs help, I can help them, you know, that I'm not completely lost on to do like a user interview or something like that.
Well, this has been a great time being able to talk with you guys and just kind of review and hash out what your experience was like. Any parting words for the potential next interns that might come on in 2022 if we run another internship?
Stay organized. It will help you tremendously.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm.
I would say don't hesitate and don't doubt yourself. Just go for it.
Yeah. Stay fully committed for the next couple of months, man. You know, definitely.
Yeah. And, UX, UI is not difficult. It looks really complex from the outside, but looking in from out of 1 minute, you realize that there's really not much to it. So just go for it.
And also, I wanted to just say, don't think that you're alone. Always reach out to everyone because they're all here to make sure that you're successful, for you to succeed. And just trust the process and just take things one day at a time.
Awesome. Thank you all. Really appreciated this time and getting to know you over the last few months. And hope everyone enjoyed listening to this episode as it's kind of unique. And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for hanging out with us today on the Product Design Podcast. If you enjoyed our conversation, be sure and go follow our guest. Let them know they did a great job and you learned a lot. More to come in the following weeks as we bring on new guests. Please hit that subscribe button so that you will get these podcasts and learn a ton about the product design community. Excited to see you next time. Thanks.